Let us pray first.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we came before you together to give you thanks.
父神，我们感谢你赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督，在我们还是罪人的时候就来到世上，来为我们死。Father,
we thank you for have given us your only begotten Son, and who came to this world and died for us, the sinners.
主，透过主你教导我们的，我也圣经告诉我们的，主你已经复活。
And the Lord, through your own teaching and also the scripture, have taught us that you are risen.
主，你让我们这些信你的人能够有永远的盼望。
And give us the hope for the, those that who believes you.
主，你也让我们能够知道，主你给我们的恩典是白白的恩典，但是是不可以估价的恩典。
Lord, we know that you give us this salvation for free, but it's a precious and unspeakable value.
主，你更让我们能够知道，我们一生能够怎么样来爱主，怎么样来真的是活出你的恩典。
And Lord, teach us how to love you and live out your grace.
求主你带领我们从头到尾的敬拜。
Please lead our worship from the beginning to the end.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上周五呢，在受难日的时候呢，我们一起回顾了主耶稣为我们的罪，从被捕到钉在十字架上，他生命所受的所有的羞辱和他的痛苦。
Last Friday is a good Friday that we already covered Jesus Christ who suffered all the suffering on the cross for our sin. And he is already risen.
我们知道主耶稣基督为我们的罪死在了十字架上。
We know that he died for our sin on the cross.
我们是否想过，如果耶稣基督的生命只停留到这里？
And have we ever thought about if the story just end up like that?
那么他的死和任何一位宗教的教主有多大的区别呢？
So what's the difference between his death and other religions?
那么对跟随他的信徒又有多大的意义呢？
And for the believer, the disciples who followed him, what's the meaning?
那么对这两个问题呢，其实使徒保罗了已经给了我们很清楚的答案。
For those questions that Apostle Paul already gave us the answer.
那么在哥林多前书15章15节，他告诉我们，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。So
in the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15 tells us, more than that, we are often found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But if he did not raise him, in fact, that he's dead and not raised.
也就是说，如果耶稣基督死后没有复活，那么他舍弃生命的意义，那么和任何一位民族英雄或者道德楷模没有任何的区别。So
that means if Jesus Christ did not resurrected and he died eventually, and there's no difference between his death and other religious leaders' death.
然而呢，主耶稣基督不但为所有信他的之人的罪而死。
But not only Jesus Christ died for those that who believes him.
而且他死后又复活了。
And after his death, he's resurrected.
对真正信他的人，这将是个福音。
For those that who believes him, this is a good news.
然而对不信的或假信的人来说，这将是一个噩梦。
But for those that who did not believe him or pretend believes him, that it's a terrible thing.
因为在希伯来书9章27节告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。Because
in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 tells us that just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
而且主耶稣也在约翰福音5章29节告诉我们， 说，最后在他来审判的时候，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。And
he also told us in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 29, Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
那么这里的行善跟作恶，并不是我们平常意义上所谈论的行善跟作恶。
So here that the good deeds and the evil deeds are not that according to the human standard.
不是说我去啊帮了一个人，不帮一个人做一件什么好事情，我就是行善了。
It's not like if you do something good to a person, that is your good deeds.
不是我去杀人放火才是作恥了。
And not you kill somebody or do something evil, that is evil.
这里的行善就是常存敬畏神的心。
Here, do good, that means you have a heart that fear God.
靠神所赐的恩典，愿意遵循神的话语。
By God's grace that you want to obey His word.
以基督为中心，以荣耀神为人生的目的的人。
And live a life that has a purpose that for Christ and for other people.
作恶的就是那些没有敬畏神的心。
And for those that who do evil, means that people that do not have a heart that fear God.
轻看神的话语。
And look down on God's own words.
以自我为中心，以满足自我私欲为人生目的的人。
And live a life full of self-centered and self-willed style.
主耶稣如果复活了，那么他必再来审判这个世界。
If Christ is risen, that he will come to judge this world.
感谢主，从今天的信息我们可以看到。
And thank the Lord through today's message that we can understand.
主耶稣的复活既是一个历史性的事实，它也是他的门徒得信心得坚固的保证。
The Lord's resurrection is not only a historical fact, but also the assurance to strengthen his disciples' faith.
我们从三个方面来看今天的信息。
And we will look at this in three areas.
那么第一就是打开的墓门见证主耶稣的复活。
First, that the entrance that was open to the tomb testifies the resurrection of the Lord.
那么这是信息中的第一到四节。
It's from verse 1-4.
那么第二方面是空坟墓见证主耶稣的复活。
The second, that the empty tomb also testified the resurrection of the Lord.
那么最后我们看到天使的指示也在见证主耶稣的复活。
And finally, that the directions from the angels that also testifies the Lord's resurrection.
就是最后的两节七八节。
And verse 7-8.
我们一起来看第一节，就是打开的墓门见证主耶稣的复活。
So first, let us look at the first category, the open entrance to the tomb.
那么从受难日的信息我们知道，主耶稣呢是在周五的上午大约九点被钉十字架。
From Friday's sermon that we know that Christ was nailed on the cross in the morning of 9 o'clock.
大约是在下午的三点钟，主耶稣死在十字架上。
And on 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he died on the cross.
而且四本福音书都有记载说，主耶稣死后的那一天呢，一名叫约瑟的门徒。那么将主耶稣安葬了。
And the 4 gospel books also indicates that Jesus Christ was buried by a disciple called Joseph.
那么在马太福音的27章的59节到60节两节告诉我们这样说，他说约瑟取了身体，用干净细麻布裹好，安放在自己的新坟墓里，就是他凿在磐石里的。他又把大石头拱到墓门口就去了。
Matthew chapter 27 verse 59, Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away.
那么也就是说，约瑟离开的时候呢，主耶稣的身体被细麻布裹着。
So, that tells us that when Joseph left the body, that the body was wrapped in the linen cloth.
那么他的头也被裹着，那么一块大石头呢，堵在墓门上。
And his head also wrapped, and a big stone was blocking the entrance.
那么当时的这座坟墓呢，它不是在地下挖一个深坑，像现在一样。
So those days that the tomb is not like a dig a hole on the underground.
而是在山上的岩石里面，他水平挖一个横的洞。
And it's on the hills that the mountain, horizontally dig a open a tomb that on the hills.
而且呢，在入口的下边呢，要挖一个深的槽。
And there will be a deep ditch at the entrance.
那么把遗体呢放进去以后呢，就会把一块事先预备好的圆形的石头拱到槽里面。
And after they laid the body in there, then they will roll the stone along with the ditch that covered the tomb.
所以就这样呢，就把坟墓的门堵上了。
So that way that the entrance will be blocked from.
所以也就是说，关闭墓的门的时候相对容易一些，但是你要打开是非常困难。
So that means when you close the entrance with the stone, it's easier, but open it, it's hard.
而且呢，犹太领袖他们知道主耶稣曾经说过，他死后三日要复活。
And the Jewish leaders also they remembered Jesus said he will resurrect it after third day.
所以他们担心主耶稣的门徒来把主的身体偷偷的取走。
So they are afraid that his disciples will steal his bodies away.
所以就派了卫兵把守，并且在门这个木门上了贴了封条。
So they send the guard to guard the entrance and also sealed the entrance with seal.
所以他们要确保主耶稣的身体在这个墓子里面万无一失。
So they want to make sure that the body of Christ will be laid in the tomb, no escaping.
那么在马太福音二十七章的六十六节，他这样说：“他说他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。”
Matthew chapter 27 verse 66 says, "So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard."
所以这里我们看到木门呢被一块大石头堵上，又上了封条。
So here we see that the entrance was blocked by a big, huge stone and also sealed.
还有卫兵在把守，那么也就是没有罗马兵或者犹太领袖的允许之下，那么是不可能打开的。
And also there's a Roman soldiers guarding there, and without the command from the Roman governors that nobody can open the gate entrance.
而今天的信息第一节告诉我们，他们说过了安息日，摩大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。第一节。
Then back to Mark chapter 16 verse 1 says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
那么根据圣经的记载呢，从主耶稣被钉十字架到主耶稣被安葬，这三个妇人一直在远处看着这一切事情的发生。
According to the scripture that is written, that those women that they were looking over that when Jesus was nailed on the cross and buried.
那么在马可福音十五章四十节，他说，还有些妇女远远的观看，内中有摩大拉的玛利亚，又有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有撒罗米。
So also in chapter 15 verse 40 says, some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome.
那么在十五章的四十七节他也说，摩大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚都看见安放他的地方。
And also verse 47 says, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid.
这里我们要提一下，就是犹太人呢是把下午六点作为一天的开始。
So here I want to mention for Jewish custom that they think that they take the 6 o'clock in the afternoon as the beginning of the day.
所以呢，他们从周五下午六点就开始守安息日。
So on the at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that they will observe their Sabbath day.
那么在周六的下午六点 就守安息日结束了。
So 6 o'clock in the afternoon on the Saturday, that the Sabbath will be over.
那么第一七日的第一日也从此开始。
And the first day, of the week will begin.
他们这样做是因为他们知道圣经在神六日的创造的时候就是按照这样的顺序来记录的。
The reason that they take this as their custom because they believe that Jesus, God the Father who created the world in 6 days.
如果我们读创世纪的第一章，我们会发现每天一天一天说第一天、第一日、第二日，他们都会说有晚上，有早晨。
So if we read the book of Genesis, that we know when God created the universe, He said the beginning of the day and the end of the day, that's counted as a day.
所以呢，在安息日的期间呢，这些店铺它都是关门的。
So on the Sabbath day, that all the stores will be closed.
所以呢，这里说的过了安息日，它是指在安息日，就是周安息日周六下午六点以后。
So here it says after when the Sabbath was over, that means that it's after 6 o'clock in the Saturday.
也就是在傍晚的时候，那么这时店铺要重新的开始营业。
And it's in the evening hour, then all the stores will be opened and start business.
所以这些妇女们呢，就马上去买了香膏，想要在周日的清晨，那么进入主的坟墓来膏主的身体。
Those women that they will go to purchase the spices and to prepare Jesus' body for burial.
所以按我们现在的想法，就他们就是在前一天的晚上就预备好这些，想在第二天的早晨去主的坟墓来膏主耶稣。
So if according to our nowadays thinking that the evening before that they will prepare all the things that they need, then the next day they will go to anoint Jesus' body.
我们看第二到第四节，他说七日的第一日清晨出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说：“谁给我们把石头从墓门拱开呢？”那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经拱开了。
So verse 2-4.Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away.
那么这些妇女本以为那块大石头呢，还堵在墓门。
Those women, they thought that the huge stone was blocking the entrance. Still,
他们知道凭他们几个的力量是没办法把这个大石头拱开的。
They know that by themselves they cannot roll the stone over.
所以他们正在思想谁能帮助他们拱开这个石头的时候。
So they were wondering who can help them to roll away the stone.
能够打开木门，那么却发现木门已经打开了。
They found out that the entrance was already opened.
所以呢，这里木门的打开呢，并不是说为了让主耶稣是能够复活以后能够走出来开一个口。
The entrance was open is not for the purpose that Jesus can walk away from the tomb.
因为主耶稣他在复活之后，他的身体是一个不受空间限制的身体。
Because Jesus' body after the resurrection is not limited by the space.
那么他不受任何你关上门他也能进来，没有任何的限制。
So even though you close all the entrance that he can still enter the room.
那么在约翰福音20:19，他有这样的记载，他说那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“祝你们，愿你们平安。”
It's sorry.
John 20:19.
So in Gospel John, chapter 20, verse 19 says this. On the evening of that first day of the week.When the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
所以呢，木门上贴了封条，又有罗马兵把守。
So, the door was sealed and also guarded by the Roman soldiers.
所以我们知道主耶稣的身体呢是不可能被任何人偷走。
We know that Jesus' body is possible. cannot be possibly stolen by his disciples.
而且我们也知道，如果主耶稣的身体含在里面，这些把守的卫兵也不可能离开。
So if his body is still there, then the guards will not left there.
所以呢，墓门的打开就是主耶稣复活的见证。
So the open entrance to the tomb is the testimony for Jesus Christ's resurrection.
那么这其实也是为了让这些妇女们和其他的门徒能够进入墓门来见证主耶稣他自己的复活。
So the open entrance is for the women and others to testify, they can see and testify that Jesus Christ is risen.
我们知道了，那么打开的墓门已经见证了主耶稣的复活，那么我们再看空坟墓本身也在见证主耶稣的复活。
And also the empty tomb gave testimony of his resurrection.
那么这是第五节第六节第五到六节，那么这里说，他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。
Back to Mark 16, verse 5 to 6. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they are alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
那么其实本来这些妇女亲眼是看到了主耶稣就安葬在这里。
So those women, they personally saw that Jesus was buried there.
他们预备好了这些香膏，就要来想膏主耶稣的身体。
So they bought those spices and trying to anointing his body.
然而当他们进到坟墓里面，看到的却是空坟墓，那么只看到白衣的天使。主耶稣的身体已经不在那里了。
But when they came and checked the tomb, that Jesus Christ's body was no longer there.
虽然他们曾经听主耶稣说过，他死后三日要复活。
Even though they have heard Jesus himself said that he was resurrected on the third day.
但是不管是这些妇女还是他的门徒，其实这些他们都不明白。
But the woman or the disciples, they do not understand what he had said.
所以当他们听见天使说他复活的时候，他们其实是半信半疑，心中其实充满了这个惊恐。
So when they heard that the angels said Jesus Christ is risen, that he, they were all astonished and do not believe wholeheartedly.
那么既为主的复活他们感到惊喜，又恐怕有人取走了主的身体。
So they filled with joy, but they are also afraid that Jesus' body was stolen.
所以这是一种非常悲喜交加的一种心情。
So this is a heart that full of sorrow and joy altogether.
那么这些妇女呢，她们相信的是一个完全人性的历史的耶稣。
Because those women that they believe that fully human Jesus.
更准确的说是拿撒勒人耶稣。
And the Jesus that who is the Nazarene.
而天使向他们宣告的是人性和神性统一的基督。
But the angel that proclaimed to them that fully human and fully God, that's the real Jesus.
所以呢，没有圣灵的引导，那么是不能明白天使的宣告的。
So without the leading of the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand this truth.
那么在约翰福音20:7，他这儿告诉我们，他说：“又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是在另一处卷着。”
So John chapter 20 verse 7 also says.As well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head, the cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen.
所以虽然在马可福音这儿没有记录这些，但是呢，我们相信，那么这些妇人进到墓里面看到的也是这样的情景。
So even though Mark here didn't record the detail, but the woman, they all saw all this fact.
那么如果是人把主耶稣的裹头巾和这个裹身体的细麻布解开，应该是堆在一处的。
So if it's a man that who opened this linen cloth around Jesus' body and his head, then they probably put them all together.
而现在呢，他们在安放主的地方呢，看到这些裹他身体的细麻布和裹头巾，他们都卷着，而且在不同的地方。
And here they saw all the linens that spread on the ground that around his around that is not together.
所以很明显，这不是人为的解开的。
So this indicates that it's not the man that who unwrapped all this thing.
是因为主的身体离开这些东西，自由地脱落在了他的原处。
It's because Jesus' body who freely resurrected there and left all the linen cloths there.
所以呢，当天使说他已经复活了时。
So when the angel proclaimed that he's risen.
那么这个里面的用的动词呢，在这个希腊语里面，它用的是被动语态。
So here the verb is used in the passive tense.
那么意思也就是说，并不是说主耶稣自己叫他自己复活的。
So that tells us it's not Jesus himself made him risen.
而是父神叫他从死里复活。
It's the Father, the God the Father who resurrected him.
因此将来在最后审判的时候，神也必让那些相信他儿子的人从死里复活。
So on the last day when Jesus came that he will resurrect all the people that who believes him.
那么在罗马书的十一节，使徒保罗告诉我们，他说，然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says,If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
那么这里天使宣告主耶稣复活的同时，也让这些妇女看到安放主耶稣他的地方。
So when the angels that proclaim Jesus Christ resurrection, he also let the people see where his body is supposed to lay.
那么此时天使是在向这些妇女做见证，他已经复活了，不在这里了。
So the angels that is giving testimony to the people around there that Jesus Christ has risen and he's no longer here.
那么既然主耶稣不可能被人，他的身体不可能被人取走。
So if Jesus' body is not stolen by man,
现在又不在这里。
And it's not there.
那么我又看到天使的宣告。
And we also see that proclamation of the angel.
所以呢，这个空空的坟墓完就是可以见证主耶稣他已经复活。
So the empty tomb testifies that Jesus Christ has risen.
我们看天使的，那么除了这些以外呢，那么天使，那么只是这几个妇女的这个，也是耶稣复活的见证。
And also, other than that, that the women who were there also gave the testimony that he's risen.
那么在第七节，他这样讲，说你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以前往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
Verse 7 says, But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you unto Galilee.There you will see him just as he told you.
那么天使呢，让这些妇女把耶稣复活的大喜讯去赶快告诉他的门徒。
So the angels told the woman to give all the great news to the others that Jesus Christ has risen.
并且提醒他们说，他要按他以前告诉过他们的一样，要在他们之前去加利利。
And also reminded them that he will go to Galilee.And just like he already told before his death.
那么这是因为呢，主耶稣在最后晚餐的结束之后，那么和门徒一起去橄榄山的途中告诉过他们。
So that's because Jesus told the disciples after the Last Supper while they were on the way to Mount Olive.
那么说他告诉他们说，他复活以后要在他们之前到加利利。
And he told them he will be resurrected. After his resurrection, he will go to Galilee ahead of them.
然而当时他的门徒不信，也不明白他说的是什么。
But the disciples did not believe and do not understand what he had said.
那么在马可福音十四章二十八节，那么这是在他们从橄榄山去橄榄山的途中，耶稣告诉他的门徒，他说：“但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。”
So Mark chapter 14 verse 28 says, "But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee."
我们知道主耶稣呢是在耶路撒冷被钉的十字架。
We know that Jesus was nailed on the cross, at Jerusalem.
而门徒当时呢也都逃到了耶路撒冷这些周围。
And his disciples are all escaped, around Jerusalem.
而加利利呢还在距耶路撒冷北面大约75英里的地方。
And Galilee is about 75 miles north of Jerusalem.
那么如果门徒呢在加利利见不到主耶复活的耶稣，那么就证明贴使的话是不可信的。
So if the disciples did not see Jesus, resurrected Jesus in Galilee, that means that angels saying was not trustable.
然而根据圣经，主耶稣在复活以后，那么已经在耶路撒冷附近向他的门徒已经显现过几次。
So according to the scriptures that after Jesus' resurrection, he revealed himself to the disciples around that area.
但是这呢并不与主耶稣或者天使告诉这些妇女的话互相矛盾。
So this is not a conflict with what Jesus already told the disciples and the women.
因为他没有说他首先在加利利向他们显现。
He didn't say that he will first reveal himself in Galilee.
他只是说他要在他们之前先去加利利。
He just told them that he will went ahead of them to Galilee.
而事实也是如此，在马太福音二十八章十六节到十七节前半部分，他这样讲：十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。
So the truth is that recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him.
所以这里我们可以看到天使给这三位妇女的指示也见证了耶稣的复活。
So here that we can see that the testimony from the angels that testifies that Jesus Christ's resurrection.
那么这里第八节说，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
And back to Mark, verse 8 says, trembling and bewildered, the woman went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
那么这些妇女看到坟墓已经被打开，而主的身体已经不在那里。
And those women that they saw the tomb was opened and Jesus' body was no longer there.
而又听到天使宣告说主耶稣已经复活。
And the angels also proclaimed that Jesus Christ has risen.
那么指示他们去加利利去见他。
And also direct them to go to Galilee to see Jesus.
那么也就是在没有见到复活的主耶稣的之前呢，他们肯定是充满一种复杂的心情。
So that tells us before they actually see Jesus, their heart was so full of confusion.
虽然他们没有在坟墓中见着主的身体，但是他们还是在想主耶稣到底复活没有。
So even though they did not see the body in the tomb, but they were still wondering, did Jesus really resurrected?
所以这里说他们什么也不告诉人，意思就是说他们并不是说他们一路上呢。没有说任何的话，直到他们去了那些门徒那里。
So here the verse told us they said nothing to anyone, that they just went away all the way to Galilee.
那么，所以他们离开坟墓的时候，表现出的这些惊奇和害怕。
So all the alarm, astonishment that they are filled with after they left the tomb.
其实从圣经，我们尤其读福音书的时候，我们会看到，这正是人们呢看到神的大能，那么显现的时候的真实表现。
So this gave us the picture that when man that saw God's great power demonstrate itself, that that's the real reaction from man.
那么大家还记得圣经告诉我们，当门徒看到主耶稣使风浪平静的时候，他们充满惊恐。
And the scripture also told us that when the disciples saw Jesus calm down the sea, that they are also filled with alarm.
当他们看到主耶稣在海面上行走的时候，惊慌的喊叫。
And they, when they saw Jesus walking on the water, that they also was astonished.
那么当主耶稣在格拉森从一个人身上赶出一群鬼的时候，那么全村的人都惊恐，央求主耶稣离开他们。
So when Jesus cast out demons, a legion of demons that from a man that in garrison, that they all, the whole village was astonished, and they tried to let Jesus go away from their village.
所以呢，同样这些妇女的惊恐，同样是因为他们看到神的神使他的儿子从死里复活的大能。
So those women that was bewildered also because of they saw the great power that from God that resurrected Jesus.
那么今天呢，我们看到三个跟随主的妇人。
So today we saw three women that who follow Jesus.
那么他们在第一日的早晨。
And on the morning of the first day.
那么在主耶稣坟墓前和坟墓内的经历。
And their experience that before the tomb and in the tomb.
那么通过打开的墓门、空坟墓以及天使的宣告和指示，那么见证了神的大能使主耶稣基督复活的事实。
Through the open entrance and the empty tomb and also the directions from the angels that gave all the testimony that Jesus Christ has risen.
所以呢，主耶稣的复活它既是一个历史事件，它也是一个神迹。
So not only Jesus Christ, the resurrection is a historical fact, but it's also a miracle.
那么因着主的复活，那么过去软弱的一群门徒，他们得到了极大的鼓励。
So by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the disciples who were once weak in their faith, that they were encouraged.
那么他们的信心得到了极大的坚固。
And their faith was strengthened.
正是这一群门徒，他们成为建立教会的先驱。
And those disciples later on that they are the pioneers to start the church.
而且他们中的很多人为了主的真道，都去献出了自己的生命。
And many of those disciples that they gave out their life for the Lord.
那么从今天的信息，我们应该学到一些什么？
So through today's sermon, what we have learned.
那么首先我们看到 主耶稣呢，曾经几次向他的门徒告诉过、预言过，说他要死后三日要复活。
So first that Jesus Christ told his disciples many times that he will be nailed to death, then will be resurrected.
那我们作为神的儿女，作为基督徒，如果有人问我们说怎么来解释这个第三日复活呢？
So as Christians, how we explain that he resurrected on the third day?
那么前面我们说过，犹太人算日子的是从晚上六点开始。
So before I mentioned that the Jews that they start counting the days in the evening hour.
那么到第二天的晚上六点结束。
And the next day, the sundown, that is the end of the day.
而主耶稣呢，他是在周五下午大约三点死在十字架上。
So Jesus Christ was died on the cross in the afternoon, 3 o'clock.
所以呢，从周五的下午三点到下午的六点，其实这还是周五的，还是这个周五的节，还是这叫第一日。
So from 3 o'clock on Friday until next day, before 6 p.m., it's called one day.
所以从周五下午六点，那么到周六下午的六点，那么这是第二日。
And from the Saturday, 6 o'clock in the Saturday until the next day, that is called the second day.
那这段时间就才叫安息日。
And that is called the Sabbath day.
所以这是他的死后的第二日。
So that is the second day.
而从周六的下午到周日的下午六点，那这又是一日。
So from the 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday till the next Sunday 6 o'clock, that's another day.
那么主耶稣就是在这一日复活。
And Jesus Christ resurrected on that day.
那么这就是第三日。
That is the third day.
也就是说，主耶稣就是在第一日，第七日的第一日早晨复活。
So that is Jesus Christ resurrected on the third day, the first day of the week.
也就是我们今天在这里纪念主的复活，就是复活节，就是主的日子，主复活的日子。
So,Today that we gather here to celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection, it's the Easter, and it's the day that we call it Lord's Day.
那么这里我们也看到很多我们神的儿女呢，想要亲近主，表达对主的爱的时候，通常会遇到各种的难处。
So we know that the children of God who want to be close to God, and oftentimes we will have some difficulties.
那么这里我们可以从三位妇女的身上看到一些什么？
So through all this woman, we can learn something.
那么他们因为爱主，他们不惜代价买了香膏，冒着生命的威胁来到主的坟墓前，要膏主的身体。
So because they love the Lord, that they spend their fortune to buy to buy those spices and to anoint Jesus.
那么他们想到有大石头在坟墓堵在坟墓，他们是不能搬动的。
So they thought that the huge stone blocked the entrance. They cannot open the entrance.
所以正在想谁能帮他们的时候，抬头看石头已经公开了。
Just as they were wondering who can help them, then they find out that the stone already rolled away.
所以他们想与主亲近的障碍没有了。
So the hindrance that hold them to get close to God is removed.
不但如此呢，而且还遇到了天使给他们报告了大好的消息。
Not only that, also the angels proclaim them the great good news.
说主耶稣已经复活了。
And Jesus has already risen.
那么这也告诉我们每一位神的儿女。
So this tells every brothers and sisters.
那么神要的是我们爱主爱人的心。
The Lord want the heart that who loves him.
要的我们是为主奉献的心。
And the heart that who will offer to him.
和愿意认罪悔改的心。
And the heart that who want to confess the sin and repent.
那么主知道我们的软弱，我们的难处，他也都知道。
And the Lord knows our weakness and our difficulties.
那么这里我们看到，尽管门徒离开他逃走。
And even though the disciples ran away and escaped.
尽管使徒彼得三次不认主。
Even though Peter denied the Lord three times.
主没有丢弃他们。
But the Lord did not give up on them.
主的爱没有改变。
And his love never changed.
他还是让天使告诉他们，他要在加利利等待他们。
He still let the angels told them he will wait for them at Galilee.
我们的主已经复活。
Our Lord has already risen.
如今就坐在父神的右边。
And he's now sitting at the right hand of God.
做所有他儿女的祭司、君王和先知。
And he is the king, the priest, and the king priest. Oh, and the prophet of all his children.
那么他呼召我们每个人成为他的门徒。
And he called everyone, who believes him to be his disciple.
是为了传他的福音。
And to proclaim his gospel.
一起建立他的教会。
And to establish his church.
一起来彼此相爱，彼此扶持。
And to love one another and to bear one another.
一同在神的真道中来成长。
And to grow together in his truth.
主耶稣为我们死在十字架上，他也已经复活了。
And the Lord died for us on the cross and he's also resurrected.
他随时都会再来，按个人所行的来审判这个世界。
And he will come anytime, then he will judge the world.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Father, we came before you and gave you thanks.
感谢你赐给你的独生爱子耶稣基督，为我们死在十字架上，而且让我们知道他如今已经复活。
And we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us and also resurrected.
主，感谢你呼召每位今天来这里聚会的人。
Lord, we thank you for calling everyone to come to worship you.
我们知道你在每个人身上有不同的计划。
We know that your plan, you have planned on each of us.
主，就求主你的圣灵感动每一位人。
And we ask your Holy Spirit to touch every heart.
在每个人的心中动那美好的善功。
And to move them to their heart.
让那些已经信你的人能够因着你的恩典能够继续的来做主你美好的见证，继续靠主能够传主你的福音，能够服侍你。
So for those that who already believed you, that keep continue their good work and the testimony, and also spread the gospel to all over.
让我们一同等候你的再来。
Let us all together waiting for your second coming.
主，求主你仍然不信你还没有接受你的人的心中动工。
And also, for those that who are not believed in you yet, please move their heart.
主，你也让他们能够知道主你是复活的主。
Let them understand that you are a resurrected Lord.
你也是造物主。
And you are also a creator.
主，你不但造了这个世界，你。